I'm very happy the timing of our next guest today, based on your comments earlier. Tyson Nash joins us. Nash, Struds was wondering about where would you rank him in the good-looking department of the Kamloops Blazers?
Oh my God.
On your team, where would he was curious? Where would he rank in looks?
Just be honest.
Where would he ranked? He was one of those guys that we'd stuff him in the stick rack under the bus. You know, he'd always be carrying up the rear. Just we don't want him scaring any of the girls when we walked into the bar. You know, so I don't know where you rank that. I mean, it was pretty rank. Let's just say that.
Nash, you know, we were talking about winning streaks. The lacrosse team here has won 13 in a row. I guess, do you remember what either one of those years, if we rattled off that many wins in a row?
Oh, man, I don't know. I know we had a lot of W's, that's for sure. I had a lot of game winners myself, I'm sure of that. But I don't recall, buddy. It's remarkable that you're right, though.
I can't remember either. I can't remember. Let's talk about this Phoenix Coyotes team. Nasher on the end of the line here. Buddy, Mikey Ribeiro, maybe just lay out how the season's gone for him in his new home, Phoenix.
It's been a roller coaster ride for him. You know, he started out real well with a lot of get up and go, a lot of jump, and lately he's fighting it and he's struggling. You look at who he's playing with. Maybe that has something to do with it. He's in Washington. He's putting up a point a game. Playing with Backstrom, he's got Ovechkin on the power play. Obviously, a lot easier to put up big numbers. And now he's playing with Rob Klinkhammer and guys like Korpikoski. So it's a little bit different, obviously. But you know, you still want to see him work, and you know, you still want him to carry himself like a pro. And he's having a hard time. Dave Tippett sat him out as a healthy scratch for a few games. Looking to get a little shake-up, wake-up call for him. And he came back, and he's been better. Now, that being said, with five games left, if he can really put a solid stretch together there and get some huge goals and some points for this team, it's all going to be forgotten. So let's hope that happens.
Nash, you're looking at this race, and you know Minnesota with that lucky point last night when Corey Crawford whiffed on it. I'm sure both the Coyotes and Stars were hating that goal. But you know, it's a five-point bulge now with six games to go. Pretty hard to overcome that. I'm sure you've broken down the schedule, Dallas, Phoenix. Does one have a significant easier schedule than the other?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the Coyotes and how they played against teams that are out of the playoff picture, or you know, just like the Edmonton Oilers or the Buffalo Sabres, they've had success against the Oilers, but every other team that has struggled this year, they have a hard time with. It's like they play down to their competition. So there's really, I mean, and Struds can attest to this, there's no easy games in the NHL ever. You saw Dallas going to St. Louis in a back-to-back situation, and they pumped the St. Louis Blues, and then they go into Carolina and they lose. And the Coyotes were real happy about that. So I don't know if anyone has one way or another an easier schedule. I think Dallas probably has the tougher of the schedule-wise, because I think they're playing four games in five nights to finish things off. The last game of the season being against the Phoenix Coyotes, which is going to be a beauty. But you just got to take care of your own business. You got to expect the other team to keep winning, so you got to do the same.
Antoine Vermette leads a team with 24 goals. What has he done right this year to get up to that number?
Everything. It's a guy that just touches so many different areas of the game. He does all the little details, the stuff that makes you win games, you know, and there's not enough guys like that around the league, if you ask me. I think Bergeron, they're very comparable players in Boston. Great in the face-off circle, home or road, kills penalties, blocks shots, can obviously score goals on the power play, even strength. This is a guy that Dave Tippett obviously feels very comfortable in every situation to put him out on the ice. So hopefully he can continue and get hot. All our big boys right now have been real quiet. They need to elevate their game right now with five games left.
Tyson Nash, analyst for the Phoenix Coyotes, joins us. They, of course, host the Edmonton Oilers tonight. The Coyotes have dominated the Oilers, winning all four games so far this year and scoring a lot of goals in the process. You know, Phoenix has changed their style a little bit this year, Nash. You know, they're not the perfectly responsible defensive team they've had, and they've scored way more goals. Have you seen that slowly change? You know, they're getting back to being the defensive team, or do they still create more offense than we've seen in previous years?
Well, at the start of the year, they were scoring a boatload of goals, both from their forwards and their defense. I think their defense were leading the entire NHL in goals and points. But that being said, when you're going to be that offensive, and usually when you're scoring goals at that type of rate, you're giving up something defensively, and that's not Coyote hockey. It was like there was a black cloud hanging over this team's head, just waiting for the ball to drop. And it dropped halfway through the season. The scoring has, you know, declined over time, and in fact, the Coyotes have only scored 2 goals in their last 3 games. So tough to win hockey games when you're scoring at that rate. That being said, maybe the Edmonton Oilers are exactly what the doctor ordered to get some offensive confidence back in this group. They're squeezing the sawdust out of their sticks right now. The power play has dried up a little bit. They had a season low of 17 shots the other night against the LA Kings. And again, they need their big guys to step up. You know, it's nice to have secondary scoring, but you need guys like Hanzel and Bravada and Martin Erath, the new addition at the trade deadline, to contribute.
Naturally, when I look at the stats for this team, they're led by Yandel, the offensive defenseman. Is that a recipe for success to have, you know, really no one well over 50 points?
Well, you know, I think the good thing is that I think we lead the NHL in I think 8 players with 40-plus points.
Okay.
That being said, two defensemen. It's always nice to get some offense from your defensemen. And Keith Yandel, once again, is leading this team like he did last year in points. You know, he's a great, great offensive defenseman. Struggles a little bit in his own zone, but he makes things happen. He scored some big goals down the stretch here. He's a big part of why this team, I think, has the 5th-best power play in the league. That has never been the case here in Phoenix. But, yeah, you'd love to have a 60, 70, 80-point guy, but the Coyotes, you know, unfortunately, they don't have that player, so they need contribution up and down the lineup.
Looking at their defense, how has Oliver Ekman-Larsson's season been?
Been great. He continues to get better. This is a guy who's going to win a Norris Trophy one day. He's putting up, you know, big points again. He's got a lot of goals, and more importantly, just how he plays defensively. He's one of those guys that the opposition has got his name circled on the whiteboard, and the coach is yelling at you, "We got to get a lick on this guy. We got to make sure we're physical on this guy." And you're looking at the coach like, really, you think we haven't tried? He's like the Lidstrom a little bit in that way. He's very elusive, tough to get a hit on, and he's real good against the other team's top line. Plays big minutes, hard minutes. So you know, at his age, that he's going to be a real, real special guy.
Now, Nasher, you've been out of the game now for a few years. You've been on the road doing with the Coyotes, doing the color, doing a great job. But I've watched your last couple games, and I'm a little bit worried. I know the TV adds maybe 10 pounds, but it looks to me like it's maybe adding 30 or 40. Are you getting a little chubby now that you're into your 40s?
I knew it was coming, eh? It took you a while. I'm glad Gregor finally gave you the mic there. But, yeah, I, you know, personally, I haven't seen a mirror that I don't love, but I got to be honest. Yeah, it's a good thing you're still on radio, bud. You've never looked better. Keep it up.
I have to ask you on that. How lighthearted is that Phoenix County dress room when Paul Biznasty is getting into it with Riddick Bowe on Twitter?
The guy's a beauty, man. He honestly, like, he comes across as, like, just, not a very smart guy is the word, but he is a genius. He is a verbal genius. The comebacks, how quick he is. I do the games between the benches, and I just howl all game long at some of his one-liners, you know, to the other team. It's pretty funny. He's a great guy. Keeps things loose for sure.
Well, Nasher, always good to catch up with you. I'm glad to know where Strud's ranked. I'm not sure the exact number, but it seems like it was more at the bottom of the list than at the top. So,
yeah, just tell him when he's at Mill Creek Pool in a few weeks when the sun comes out to keep wearing that white T-shirt.